This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Shia LaBeouf.
He's just a fucking dude.
His film Man Down was only released in one cinema in England. The grand total for his whole movie was £7.
I don't think that's fair. They've done this to me before. I had a very small British film that we did independently. The distributor in America put it in one cinema for one day. The reason they do that sometimes is to unlock TV deals. The Guardian decided to make that a news article. That's a cunty thing to do. They made out like it was a 10,000 screen release and only made £14. That's not fair. These guys should find actual better fucking news to report on.
Every Friday.
Acro and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. Woo! I've got Riyad with me today.
Screaming little gay in the corner.
He literally just ran in. Please explain to everyone why you're late.
Okay, two reasons.
Okay.
Number one, I was getting a spray tan for Playlist Live, which we're going to tomorrow.
You're going to tomorrow.
You're not going?
No.
Oh dear, why not?
Reasons.
Okay, never mind. Number two, I got on the wrong train.
Yeah.
And then number three, I saw a really fit guy on said wrong train.
Of course. And so you stayed on the wrong train, thinking that this was going to be some kind of romantic comedy moment.
I thought, I'll go up and I'll ask for his number and do all that. And of course, you never have the balls to do it. So
no.
I will never see him again. If you are that cute, sort of floppy-haired, brown-skinned boy that I saw on the Piccadilly line. Near, was it King's Cross near?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm your man.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a sip of this wine, if you don't mind.
No, go for it. I poured you a glass of wine, so it was going to be ready for you there.
Cheers.
Like, cheers. Ding, 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 ding. I'm very excited about tonight.
Oh, so am I. It's always fun.
It is.
Oh, and I've been here once, but that time it was fun.
Yeah, that one time it was great. It was a great time. But we actually have loads of new games now since you since you have last been on the show. So it is going to be...
Some of them are a little bit rude, I hear. Like ruder than I ever expected them to be.
I mean, I can imagine that you're going to make them ruder as well.
Right, yeah, so well, it's like, you and me, isn't it?
Good times. So some of the things we have got coming up are drunk advice.
Oh, love that. Love it.
Later in the show, we're going to be on FUBAR Radio's Facebook Live. So you can watch us as well as listen to us. And if you have any questions, dear listeners, if you need some advice, we are here for you.
Yes.
And please get in touch. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. If you know you want to write an essay.
A long one.
You know, you just like really need some help.
You've got your agony aunt and your agony uncle here to help you. But don't take our advice.
I've realised I've never heard agony uncle before.
Ah!
Because in all the magazines, it's always an aunt. It's always an aunt.
I know. How, like, what's the word? Heteronormative? No.
I don't know what you call that.
Whatever it is.
How female orientated.
That is.
God, just always.
Sexist? Sexist?
Mm,
no? We're pushing it a bit?
It's hard to be sexist when there are, like, structural... You know, it's like how you can't be straightest.
Right.
You know, or straight
heterophobic.
You can't be heterophobic. I'm like, what is this word? Yeah. You can't be heterophobic.
Wow, we've coined it. Oxford Dictionary, get it in there.
Yeah, well, it's not a thing. So don't do that.
Okay.
Some other things that we've got coming up are songs about sex, dirty talk, asking for a friend, and position impossible.
Oh my God, these all sound incredible.
I can't wait.
And you came up with them all by yourself.
God, I
sound so condescending.
No. Like, it was a great brainstorm session with me and lovely producers.
Right.
And Position Impossible, though, that name,
right.
That was me.
Right.
I
have no idea what it is. Do I have to wait?
You have to wait.
And it's going to be a surprise.
See.
Okay.
You'll see. But yeah, if you want to just like say hi and stuff, please tweet at FUBAR Radio.
Yay.
Say hello to us. Okay, Riyad.
Yes, Hannah.
We've already Urban Dictionaryed your name, because that's like the initiation that we do on the show, and we already did that.
We did it last time.
Yeah, it was just like capital of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it was so
or like
boring.
Garden in Arabic,
yeah,
or whatever
like
it was. And it's
garden.
Like, okay, yeah. I'm trying to think what else we can do to initiate you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah, okay, so that's a funny story. A very quick version of that is my parents forgot to give me a middle name when I was born. Oh. They were just too busy staring at their gorgeous child.
Gorgeous.
And so when I did my confirmation back in Ireland, because that's what we do there, I decided to take my confirmation name as my middle name, and that's Michelangelo. Riyad Michelangelo Caliph.
Are you fucking kidding me?
How did they not know? It was that or Leonardo or Raphael, you know.
Wait, were you just a really big, were you a big fan of like the Renaissance or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
I did like Michelangelo because he did a lot of like naked men sculptures.
Oh my goodness. Wait, so how old are you when you do confirmation? Is that when you're like 14?
I think 12.
12, okay. 12, yeah. So you're just so gay.
Yeah, everyone was picking like Patrick and Louise and Aoife and all the, and I was like, boring. I want something flamboyant. Something that I wanted to make the priest say the most ridiculous name as he was giving it to me.
Prank!
Yeah. And now I'm stuck with it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
well,
so we're doing it. Okay.
We're doing it. I'm not going to be able to...
It's just Michael and Angelo together. A-E-L. Same word.
Oh, same. Jesus Christ.
Michelangelo, yeah.
Angelo. Like that?
Yeah, that's it.
Michael. It's just going to come up with... And the painter. Oh my god, it's come up with the Ninja Turtle.
The name of the coolest Ninja Turtle wears the orange ascot, which is surprisingly metro for a ninja. He is obsessed with pizza and saying, Kababunga! Aside from his frequent use of skateboards and nunchucks, he fails to show us any real skill. Well, that's pretty much legit. Like, that's bang on, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just reading here. We've got all the different names of the other Ninja Turtles. So there's Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Donatello. That's the one I always forget, Donatello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always last. What does your name mean again?
On Urban Dictionary, it means like something like I'm really graceful and elegant. But then actually what Hannah does mean is Hebrew, and it means God has favoured me.
Oh my God.
Super favoured.
Wow. Yeah. In what sense?
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Looks.
I think that was
talent,
in the Bible. Yeah.
Success.
All of the things. Who? Oh, I can't remember who Hannah was. I probably should know this. She was important. Maybe I think she was important, but she was someone in the Old Testament.
Was she?
Yeah. Hannah. Let's Google this too. I love having.
We are at internet.
Hannah, Old Testament. There we go. She's like the daughter of someone or the mother of lots
Hannah
of people. Is the wife of Elkanah, mentioned in the first book of Samuel. According to the Hebrew Bible, she was the mother of Samuel.
Well, there you go.
Is Samuel a cool dude? Who is he?
Anyone with the name Samuel is cool.
Wikipedia.
My first crush was Samuel, so that says it all.
Yeah.
This article is about Hannah in the book of Samuel. The book of Samuel.
Yeah, maybe my son wrote a whole book. Oh. Okay.
Now tell me this, Hannah.
Now I'm getting like deep in Wikipedia.
Into it, yeah. Do you believe?
No.
In life after love.
Oh, life after love?
Love after life? What does Cher say?
Life after. Do you life after love. Until I do that.
Do you believe in this stuff? The Bible and
no.
all? No.
No. I believe in them.
Afterlife?
In terms of stories.
Right.
Like, I believe in Cinderella.
Right.
Like, I believe in the Bible the same amount that I believe in Cinderella.
That says it all, doesn't it?
I know, but I...
Cinderella wasn't real.
No, she wasn't.
So God wasn't real.
But it's a great story.
It's a fantastic
story. That's the
story.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Great story.
It's a book written by a fella and passed about.
But don't base your life off it.
Like Oprah's book club, you know? It's like take my book.
Like Doing It by Hannah Witton.
Yeah.
Great book.
Banging book club.
Yeah. All of the books.
Yes.
I'm into it. Riyad, we've got loads to chat about. I want to like pick your brain about your new BBC Three documentary.
My baby.
Your baby. Oh. Give us a brief We're going to chat about it more after a song, but just give us a brief synopsis of what it is, and then we're going to talk more about it.
So it's called Queer Britain, and it's a 6-part documentary series that's going out on BBC Three, and each documentary has a different issue that it's looking at, and each issue is specifically taken from the LGBTQ community, things that they're going through that you might not even know that they're going through. I didn't know all of it even as a gay boy. So, yeah, amazing. It comes out on Sunday, and it's very, very scary. That because it's my first series. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you loads of questions before we even talk about it right after this.
Love that.
Oh, it's nice!
Clean Bandit.
Clean Bandit.
And that other girl with Symphony.
Zara Larsson.
That's
Oh my god! She reminds me of you as well.
What?
Because I first heard one of her songs, The Lush Life. That one. Lush Life. At your old flat?
At my old flat, it was me, you, our friend Callum, our other friend Melanie, and we had a lot of wine and a lot of dancing in
that was
my
when the
room.
Sexual Liberation Party was born that night.
That was the first one.
We opened up about all sorts of stuff.
It was kind of scary. Fetishes,
basically,
experiences.
What I learned from that night is either the four of us are all perverts.
Yeah.
Or everyone is a pervert.
But they're not talking about it.
Exactly.
They're not owning their perversion. Yes.
We're all pervs.
But the thing is, that night that we scraped the top layer, and since then, and you know the night I'm talking about in my new place with Callum, the stuff he was telling us.
Wait. Oh, God.
Do you remember the last time we had dinner? Anyway. One of our friends revealed a very big fetish of his, and we were like, what the F? Oh, it's internet radio. What the fuck? And it was like, okay, let me just take this in for a minute. And yeah, I think it's good to talk about that.
I think I already knew that one, or I just assumed it because
if you're listening now and you can guess what Callum's big old fetish is, tweet.
Is it at FUBAR Radio?
At FUBAR Radio or at Hannah Witten and let us know.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. I wonder what will come in. Go heavy because that's what this is.
I love it. I love it. I wonder what I'm... What? I don't know. I feel like I know lots of things about Callum, so...
Yeah, probably know more than me.
I don't know.
You know a few bits about
competition.
Me.
Competition. Who knows Callum the best?
Ooh!
We'll have Callum write a quiz and it'll be like pub quiz. We will each... Anyway, I'm getting like overexcited. I'm like, and then we'll do who knows Riyadh the best, and Riyadh will write a quiz, and then Melanie will write one about her. Anyway,
well, can I just say something about the last time I was on this show? There was a Twitter account created that night.
Riyadh's dogs,
and Riyadh's dogs has just tweeted me now, and I think this is a thing when people come on your show. This person creates an as dogs account for them.
Yeah, I think it's Jamie.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Have you met Jamie?
Yeah, lots of times.
Do you know Jamie?
Yeah, like he comes to a lot of like. He came to the Banging Book Club. That's the last time I saw him.
Okay.
And like.
But this is what Jamie just tweeted.
What was it? Let's see.
It's a dog in a turtle.
Yes, it's a Michelangelo dog.
Thank you, Jamie. You're a legend.
Amazing. If it's not Jamie, sorry, whoever it is, like, claim it. Claim it for your own. Okay, Queer Britain. It comes out on this Sunday?
This Sunday, May 7th, I am bricking it.
So BBC Three, which is online, and it'll be on YouTube as well.
Yeah, so this is sort of a first for BBC Three. Normally, you know, short form videos or, you know, little funny bits go up on their YouTube channel, but we're putting
the whole thing.
6 30-to-40-minute individual high production documentaries on YouTube, which is great.
Because I saw the first episode.
Yes, you were at the premiere. Thank you for coming.
Oh,
thank you for your support.
I think
it meant a lot that you were there.
Sorry, I just took my shoes off and now my sock came off with it and I'm trying to put my sock back on. I think I cried about 2 or 3 times during the first episode.
Wow. And that's only in 30 minutes.
Yeah, and like everyone sat next to me as well, like Callum, Mel, Jazza, like we were all crying. Oh. Like everyone was crying.
My dad was bawling as well.
Really?
Me.
Oh my God, I'm so happy I met your parents.
I know! They were so happy to meet you too. All my mates who I'm always talking about. So my parents appear in a lot of my videos, so it's basically their channel too. Yeah. So whenever I bring them places, people are like, oh my God, it's your mom and dad! Even more than me. And I'm like, okay, do you know what? I want them to own it. Mm-hmm. They love the attention, so that's not a problem for them.
My mum got recognised at my London show. a lot.
Of course she did.
Because she was there and she's been in like some videos. And it was so funny because my friend was sat next to my parents and my friend was like texting me whilst I was backstage just being like, I have now taken like several selfies, like not several safe selfies, she's like, I've now taken several photographs of like
four people of your mum.
With your mum. I was like, brilliant, she loves it.
But yeah, your mum is like mine though. She's cool, she's kind of funky and she is a media whore.
Media whore.
And, you know, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
She, like, loves it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the first episode of Queer Britain, the one that I saw, was about faith.
And sexuality.
And sexuality, which was so interesting. And like,
the name of it is Does God Hate Queers? And, you know, it's a provocative name for the show and a provocative name of the series, but...
Especially with, like, the West Baptist Church, like, their website name and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So it was, like... We just want to go to really hard to the root of it. And because it's online, you can do some stuff that you can't really do on TV as much.
Sure.
And in some of the episodes, like there's one on porn, queer porn. And looking at all these...
Did you get to go on set?
Yes.
Did you see people bone?
I did, for hours upon hours.
Oh.
Not just that, Hannah. The director of this porn, gay porn gangbang.
What?
Gave me...
I'm so into it.
Yeah, I know you are. Your eyes are like lighting up.
I'm like, tell me about the porn.
But this is how it started. I went to the casting with the director, this guy whose name is Hung Young Brit. That's his online sort of persona.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did a casting. We did phone calls. We looked at pictures and we picked the guys. And then about a month later, we went to the shoot. And I was surprised with the opportunity to direct a segment of the scene.
What?
So
what?
This guy, the director, called me over and he handed me the camera and he said, your turn. And the three performers are just sort of like, well, they're in each other, sort of there on the bed.
And they're like just being like, what do you want us
they're
to
waiting.
Do?
They're waiting. And then so...
Oh my God, did you get to play out all of your fantasies?
Well, no, not really. I felt really uncomfortable.
Sure.
I thought I would be fine.
Yeah.
I'd be a duck to water. No, I was really bad at it. I was awkward. I was like, harder. Hard. Okay, just slap him there. Okay, and then, yeah, do that deeper. All this stuff. It was very embarrassing, but an amazing experience.
Does that make it into the episode?
Oh, it made the cut, yeah. Can you imagine how hard it was for the director of the show to film that without getting any actual nudity in? Very difficult. Very clever. So,
Of course.
And then I had to...
Because then that would make the documentary a porno.
Well, you can broadcast that. But then I actually had to leave the room for the climax of the scene because they couldn't reach that moment with all of us there.
Yeah,
and
fair enough.
As soon as I left, things went down. Yeah. But that documentary in particular is amazing because it's not just showing like, wow, this is a porn being made, porn film. It's also like, here's a transgender person in America who has used porn to find their identity and teach other people about trans sex.
Oh.
So they're using porn as sex education because trans and gay people don't really get it in school.
Yeah, like everything is so heteronormative and it's just like penis and vagina and that is sex.
That's it.
And it's just like, if that doesn't apply to you, you're like, well, how do I have sex?
Yeah, and a lot of LGBT teens find out through what they look at on the internet. And a lot of the time it's not really the best stuff that they're looking at. So there are porn activists, I would call them, out there who are performing, enjoying it, helping titillate people, but also educating people at the same time. And then the other side of it is, in a society where any sex that isn't heterosexual sex is somewhat lesser or seen as at times disgusting.
Yeah, it's also weirdly seen as like slightly more perverted as well.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
rather
that
than
was
just
me drinking
like,
my wine.
Yeah, no, you're like,
But the porn and this documentary celebrates it and the different types that there are.
Yeah. So, and what other topics
Faith and sexuality, we've got the porn one, we've got one on homelessness in the community and how people's sexuality or gender identity can land them on the street. That's a very emotional one. One on body image and body shaming, another on the word queer, its history, where it comes from, who identifies as it, and another one on you're telling me to speak closer to the mic. Okay, yeah, I am closer to the mic. Can you hear me now?
You're closer to the mic.
And the last one's on race. So racism, sort of undercover, subliminal, unconscious racism that's
there. Yeah, because I've heard a lot of stuff about like on like people's online dating profiles, it'll say like no blacks, no Asians, and things like that.
Yeah,
and
no
like,
fats, no femmes, no Asians is generally the line. And I sat with my black friend Abdul, and we went through a ton of these Grindr messages that were incredibly offensive.
Oh, I remember Abdul.
Yeah, lovely Abdul. He's a crazy guy. He's okay. Abdul is extremely loud. He's very flamboyant. He's just the life and soul of a party. So he was great in it. But also I interviewed a guy based in Sydney, this Asian guy who wrote a book.
Yeah.
And he calls himself a potato queen.
What does that mean?
And I was like, you're a potato queen. Does that mean that you've got a fetish for Irish guys? And then he was like, no. and I was like, well, what? And then he basically said that a potato queen is an Asian man who will only date or have sex with Caucasian men. And then I was like, okay, why? Tell me.
Yeah.
And then it's internalized racism. And he said, I believe that the Asian race is lesser than and inferior to the white race.
No.
So white men and women are superior. And then I challenged him on it. And his sort of like reasoning behind it was that look at all of the inventions and all of the languages and all of the things and economy in countries where
it's just Caucasians because we raped and pillaged the whole world.
Well, I think I said that. It didn't make the final cut, but it was fascinating to see how someone could really put their own side down like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's loads to see.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So one episode goes out every week. So we've got 6 weeks of Queer Britain loveliness to come.
I'm so proud.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
It was such a great night when we when you like did a screening of the first episode. It was at the YouTube space and like everyone there, and
it was just lovely because we had you and my YouTube family, and then we had my biological family and then we had the BBC family and then we had all of the contributors who actually appear in the show. And it was weird to see, you know, they're all kind of like my little brothers and sisters now, or my friends, because you get so close when you interview someone about those subjects. Yeah. And it's weird to see four of our porn stars sitting beside three people who were excommunicated from their church, also sitting beside another two people who have body dysmorphia and bulimia. And they're all mixing together and they're all part of this new Queer Britain family. So I think it's going to be... I wish that this series was around when I was coming out.
Yeah.
It would have helped me so much. So I'm really excited now to see how it might affect young people around the world.
Did you ever have a lot of conflict with like your sexuality and your faith?
Okay, if I'm honest with you, I never cared about it. It was just...
About your faith?
No,
about
never believed. Yeah. If I'm honest with you, even when I believed in inverted commas, I never actually believed.
Okay, but...
I did it for the money.
If not internally, in your community or parents.
Yeah, so I was worried about their reaction to my identity, my sexuality, because of how, you know, the faith that they had.
Mm.
And again, it's like, oh, what will the Joneses think? It's always, what will someone else think? And my family never really cared themselves.
Sure.
You know, there was that internal battle of how do we tell other people, when you get over that very, very quickly, when you realise the only people that matter are your inner circle, your family.
Yeah.
If that's
exactly.
four of you, if that's three of you, then great. That's all that matters. So that faith, that's why we sort of decided that was going to be one of them. Because my dad grew up in Iraq and identified as Muslim. My mom grew up in Dublin and identified as Catholic. They got married anyway in a registry office, a civil ceremony. And they decided that I would be brought up as Catholic. So there was this sort of like divide in the family.
Sure.
And that made it very difficult. And after I came out, as a family, we decided we're dropping all religions.
Oh, wow.
We don't care about any of them anymore, because how can we support something that doesn't support our son?
Mm.
You know, in general.
Yeah.
Some churches do. And now we just identify as humanists.
Cute.
So we're all about people and love and treating others like you want to be treated. And yeah. It's nice. It makes me smile.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just like, I love it so much. Definitely go and check out Queer Britain, BBC Three, online and YouTube Sunday. What time on Sunday?
I don't know. Isn't this bizarre? I think it's probably midnight on the Saturday.
Sure. So then from Sunday, it will just be like there for your viewing pleasure.
So 1 minute past midnight on Saturday, I guess they'll be
online.
But
I guess people can follow you on Twitter at RiadK and...
Yeah.
All of the updates and the shenanigans.
Yeah, and also on Sunday daytime, if you happen to be watching BBC One, our ads will be going out all day on that, which is crazy.
Also, it's stunning. Like, it's stunningly filmed.
It's
and
pretty, isn't
the,
it?
I love the title card, like the font and the
opener.
Color. Yeah, oh my God.
So the opening
really
to the show, we interviewed, well, the crew interviewed about 100 different queer people from all different backgrounds and identities. And what they did was, if for the opening 20 seconds of the show, you see all 100 faces morph into the
yeah.
one to the next with this cool music. It's kind of trippy, but it's beautiful.
I love it. I love the effort that I've seen on a lot of TV shows recently in their like opening credits, because to me it's like you have
it sets the tone.
It sets the tone, and it shows that the people who are making it care, and they believe that like we're going to put effort into this opener because we believe that the rest of the show like can carry that.
Because first impressions matter, especially on telly.
And now all I'm thinking about is like the Game of Thrones intro.
Oh, I'm thinking of the House of Cards one.
Yeah, see?
Do you watch House of Cards?
No.
Oh, well, then it doesn't matter. I can't
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay, we can't be friends.
You see, that's the thing.
Show is over.
It's dragons and angels and demons.
Oh, yeah,
and
we've had this conversation before. Riyadh can't do fantasy.
That's
anyway.
Why I want to make documentary. Like, I love real life shit. Not
so do I, but I also love dragons.
And Harry Potter, like, yeah. Oh, Alex.
Okay,
Hassan.
Right, we're playing a song!
Hannah.
I just tweeted pictures of me and Riyadh, and everyone's like tweeting us screenshots of like the way that they've lined up on Twitter.
So you know when you tweet more than one picture on Twitter?
It like creates a box out of it.
It's like four pictures together. Mm. And the way that they've aligned me makes Hannah look like she's got a melting face.
It's really weird. Riyadh looks normal. Like the two pictures just like line up for Riyadh perfectly. And then like, I don't know what's happened
Saz
to me.
Son, Saz.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Anyway.
You've got one eye on your cheek and one on your forehead. It's a look. It's a look.
I'm really into it. The other side doesn't work so well.
No.
Ugh, so creepy. Anyway.
Hannah.
Yeah.
I feel it coming.
Oh, goodness.
I just wanted to say that.
Speaking of coming, it's time for a game.
Woo!
And Abby's here.
Hi.
Hi, love.
I was about to go, speaking of coming, Abby. Wait, no. So we're going to play a little game of Position Impossible.
I have no idea what it is.
Good.
Position Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Take it in.
Take what in?
That.
Oh, the jingle.
Yeah.
Whose voice is that?
Whose voice is that?
Ali's. He used to work here.
R.I.P.
Do you want me to
He's
want,
not dead, is he?
Do you want to
really
record it?
No.
I could do better.
Oh! Okay. Do you want to just like say it over it? Are you ready?
No.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, okay.
Position Impossible.
Oh, wow.
Position Impossible.
Do you do that in bed?
To boys in their ear and then they run away.
Okay, so the way that this game works is Abby's got a list of sex positions.
Mm-hmm.
Some are real, some are not. Some she has made up.
Are they from the Kama Sutra?
They're from a website.
Normally they are, but these I found on a different website. So,
you're giving me just the name?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have to guess if it is real or not and then describe it.
Is there something wrong with my microphone, by the way? Do I sound okay?
Do you see the little marker thing there?
Yeah.
Talking to that.
It just sounds a bit echoey.
Yeah, it's been a bit funny today, but it's...
Do you want me to use that one instead?
It sounds fine.
Okay, cool.
Hear you perfectly.
I'm going to eat it. I'm going to put my mouth on it. La, la, la.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Ready. Okay. Oh, also, it's a competition.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What do I win?
Glory.
More wine.
Yes. So you're head-to-head, and I'm going to give you the name of the position, and you need to tell me if it's real or not, okay?
Okay, yeah. Is there like a beep, or do I have a noise to get
no,
in front?
No, just...
Just shout it.
Just shout.
Okay,
yeah.
Go.
Okay, so tell me if the plunge is real. Do you think that's
I
a sex
position?
I want
that to be real.
Yes.
The plunge.
It's got to be real.
Okay. Going deep. Yeah, I'm going to say real as well.
Okay, what do you think it is, if it was real?
I think it's that position where...
I feel like someone's in downward dog.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the yoga position, you know, like...
I think it's where their head is on the floor and their lower end is in the air and the other person is sticking
Yeah, that's downward dog.
Downwardly. Oh, okay, I got it right!
That's very,
I think
very...
I think we're thinking of the same position. Like, hands, head on the floor, back arched... Butt in the air.
Oh, like this.
Oh, that way around. I'm thinking. Oh,
like
okay.
up. I can't and do what's, it.
Oh, I'm thinking like they're like hands on and legs on the floor. Like,
no, we're no. different.
Oh, we're different. We're, yeah. So you, person, you're upside down.
And the person is doing
oh,
this.
Oh wow!
This for is, everyone at home. This is so
doing
great.
This.
I see.
And they're pushing it forward and down.
Got it.
Wow.
You know the one I'm talking about? Have you never seen it?
I mean,
I think I watched it.
Hang on. I can see it right now.
What is the person given? What are they doing? Sorry.
Sorry. So they're standing over them like that with their legs wide, standing and pushing their implement down.
Also, Rian's wearing very short shorts.
And basically like dipping it.
Dipping it?
Dipping it up and down like that. And the other person has their arse or vagina up in the air. On display, taking it.
This is like wizardry because it's basically correct, and I haven't given you anything.
Wait, hold on.
I can't believe it.
I haven't given you anything. I've given you the name.
How did I get that?
Oh so, my goodness! I'm gonna plunge. Let's see a picture.
So, this person sat down though. So they've sat down, and the person receiving has their legs in the air.
That's basically
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How did you get that?
Because I watched it like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Are they
online?
So basically the person who's doing the penetrating is sat on the edge of the bed, and then the other person's got their legs around them, but their legs are straight, and they're holding hands and like
leaning back.
Leaning backwards. And so
Head to the ground.
I'm imagining this that like the pulling, like when because they're holding hands,
yeah.
pulling on the hands is what is doing the thrusting.
That's like 90% what I was saying. The one that I saw and I would like to give a go is a little bit different. It's more vertical.
Wow. Ooh, okay. Well.
Well, I'm just still amazed.
I get the points.
Yeah. You definitely get the points. Also, this is going on Snapchat, guys.
Yeah, boy.
There you go. So you can see that sex position. Wow. The plunge. There you go.
This game's going to be over a lot sooner if you keep doing that. Okay, so what about graceful exit?
That sounds like a really good shit. You know when those ones, it's like solid and you don't even have to wipe? It just flies out of you.
Yeah.
I love them. I've started taking this amazing fish oil.
Of course you have.
Bare Biology fish oil. Oh my God. I have the best poos. It's not that, is it?
No.
Okay.
But I am interested
so close,
in this.
So close.
It's not a poop edition.
It's a sexual, graceful
what,
exit.
Graceful exit.
Yeah, so is it God. Or is it not a sex position?
I don't think it is.
No?
I want it to be. It sounds graceful.
So you're saying yes?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Riyadh has another point.
God
here.
Damn it. God damn you, Riyadh!
I won. Yes!
You won a point. There we go.
So it wasn't at all. Okay, so
I feel like if it was, it would be a poo-related sex position, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or the moment of ejaculation.
Or getting rid of that ejaculation from yourself.
Right. Next!
You know what I mean?
I'm like, nope.
You don't? As in after it's in you, remove...
Oh, right, yeah.
Squelch.
I mean, I use condoms, so...
Oh, do you? How long have you been with him now?
4 months.
And when are you going to not do that?
When I'm, like, not at risk of getting pregnant.
Ah.
Yeah.
The coil, get the coil.
Stop it.
My mom has the coil.
Mm.
The best thing she ever
Wait,
did.
Wait, she's not menopausal yet?
Huh? Excuse me.
How old is your mum?
She's 47.
Okay, so not quite.
It's beginning.
Yeah.
She gets the odd hot
My mum's on the other side of it
right,
now.
Right, okay, how old is she?
53.
Right, okay. Now my mum is on the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you poor woman. I hate to be a woman. Mm, I commend you. It's so hard.
It was really shit for me because my mum was like going through menopause and I was going through my teenage years, so it was like fire in our house like every night.
I hate you. No, I hate you.
Yeah, just like constant, like my stepdad in the middle, like, stop it, guys.
Oh, goodness.
Tell me if you think T-strap is a sex move.
They all make me laugh.
That's definitely real.
Okay.
I don't even know what a T-strap would be.
Do you know why
in
I know
a non-sexual context?
Because there's no way that you would ever come up with that as a kind of.
Oh, like, okay.
No, not you. I mean, anyone. It's like, how would you
mean? T-strap.
I think the ones that don't sound like anything are definitely something.
Oh.
T-strap is real.
Yeah.
It's real?
Yeah.
Okay, both get a ding, because yes, you're right, it is real.
I thought you had to say, you both get a dick.
I wish. In Orlando, woohoo!
Oh,
it's the only reason we go to these YouTube conventions.
You got some people lined up?
I do for VidCon in LA, but not in Orlando.
No, right. I believe in you, though.
I know, I'm sure something will happen.
Okay. What was it?
The T-strap.
Yes.
Okay. Is it oral? I feel like oral.
Hannah, maybe
it's like
we should work together on
slurping.
This one.
No,
it's penetrative.
We should work together on this one.
Okay, it's penetrative.
So tea, think what else has tea in it? Tea bagging.
Tea cups.
So I think it's something to do with balls. Tea strap.
These sex positions are usually just oral or penetrative. So...
Well, tea bagging is oral.
I know, but I don't think they would get so specific.
Sticking
as
sticking your balls in a vagina. Thumbing them in.
Oh, God, that doesn't sound like fun.
Not quite.
I'm sure someone does it.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
Not me, though.
We pass. What is it?
I'll give you a clue.
All right, okay.
It has something to do with a fetish this time. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is new.
Exactly,
this
I
is
know.
New for
I found some good
moves
this week.
Wait, what do you mean?
So one of these people have a fetish, and the other person is also acquiring to that fetish during the sex move.
Is it the foot one? The foot fetish?
Yes. How?
The most common foot fetish. It's the most common fetish.
Is it?
Is it? Mm-hmm. I have an ankle fetish, but that's as far as it goes.
Oh, yeah, you do, don't
That's
you?
Quite common.
Is it?
Yeah, because you know, it was a fashion for a long while and still is to have a bit of ankle on show. So I went to school with a girl who was like, ankles, like, all the time.
Guys' ankles or girls' ankles?
Boys.
That is so... I feel like I'm coming out again. I've never heard of anyone else that has an ankle
really?
Fetish.
Really?
There was the guy on the tube had the ankles out.
Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
It's a thing, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's got to do with feet.
Mm-hmm.
Feet. What are they doing with their feet?
So is it a penetrative position where the feet are in the air and so they've also got, like, a foot and a mouth? They're not foot and mouth disease, though. Not that.
Hey.
Are the feet in the air or in the mouth? You've said two different things.
No, but they're like, so they're up, so they're close to their face. So they're able to get them in their mouth.
Yes, toes could touch tongue.
Toes to tongue, I'm into it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
but there's a little bit more to it, so.
Person one, lying down, legs in the air, foot in mouth.
Foot in mouth.
Fuck's sake. Toes to tongue is much nicer.
Toes to tongue.
The other person standing off the edge of the bed and penetrating from that angle.
You're pretty much there. I'll give you the point for that because the person giving is actually lying down but on the end of the bed.
And wait, the other person, how is this?
No, I gave it to you the right way.
What?
Yeah, it's quite confusing.
Where is the bed in this? Are they both all lying on the bed?
Yeah, the bed is actually in the photo, but like I'm guessing he's not levitating to the side.
That's a cross section.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a bird's eye view of
You're
the event?
You're looking down on the people.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bird's eye view of the
event. It is, yeah. Maybe. It has to be.
Wow.
Can I see Hannah? Because I still don't get it.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me just do a picture for Snapchat.
Okay, go and follow Hannah on Snapchat. What is your thingy?
Hannah Witten. But actually, don't follow me on Snapchat. Follow me on Instagram because I don't post to Snapchat except for this.
Neither do I.
There you
Snapchat
go.
Snapchat is shit, isn't it? I love Instagram stories.
Well, my description might be wrong now then. Because... that's not bird's eye, surely.
That's not a nice one. I wouldn't do that.
No?
Ugh.
I took it as person giving lies half on, half off the bed.
Mm.
Other person sits on top and then the feet are in the face. Like, literally sitting. Don't you see that?
The idea of having someone's manky feet... Sorry, manky is Irish for dirty. Feet in their face is horrible. The bacteria... Oh, not good.
Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like they should have put a bed in it if there was going to be a bed.
Yeah.
But whatever. Ding, ding, ding. Point for me.
So now we are even.
No, you have one more point, Riyadh.
I think you're winning, babe.
Oh, okay, great. Never mind.
Okay, let me know if lust in space is a sex move.
Lust
in space.
Oh, my God, I'm going to
play on words.
I want it to be. Huh? Your face is so blank, babe. Are you okay?
No, because I'm really thinking.
I don't think
lust. Sometimes I forget that it's radio and not telly. And
you're
people,
like,
if you don't say anything, people are like, where are they gone?
Yeah, you can't slow zoom on your face for comedic effect.
So, yeah, right. I think it is a thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no to make it different.
Okay. Riyadh's right.
God damn it! Every time.
What? I need a clue.
Do you think it is?
Get a clue?
Yeah, you can go. It's using a household object.
What? Oh
yeah,
my God.
I know.
Is it using a rocket ship?
Wait, you don't get to guess.
Yeah, we both get to guess now.
Yeah, there's another point involved.
All is up for grabs.
Oh, sorry, you get two. I get it now.
Mm. Everything is...
It sounds like I've had more than a glass of wine here.
I'm just like, lust in space.
Lust in space.
It involves a household object. Is it something to do with space? A telescope?
No.
A broom handle?
No. Is it like a phallic object?
Is it a long, sticky type thing?
No.
Right. Does it enter someone or does it rub them on the outside?
No, it's just used to help and support.
Oh, like a pillow. Yeah. Like a sex cushion.
Basically, but yeah. As in like it, yeah, an object similar.
So is it under their belly?
It's under the person receiving's back.
It's under their back, okay.
That's the thing.
Yeah, so it's under their back, which means their hips are lifted up. Mm-hmm. This is a great position for everything.
A football.
What? You just said no context. You just said a football.
A football under them.
Very close, but a football's way too small.
What? It's massive.
Wait, are we still trying to guess what the object is? The object,
yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just like, oh, it's just a pillow.
Because the object is the thing, right? The object is the act, basically. Is the object the answer?
Is it really important that it has to be?
Yes.
Oh God. Okay. Is it? Oh God. So it's not just like anything that you could use for support. It's like a specific.
Well,
thing.
Yeah. In my diagram, yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And okay, so what? Okay,
what is it?
What part of the house would you find it?
You'd find it.
Which bit of IKEA?
Yeah.
I say it's a household item. I don't have one, but you'd use it to help exercise.
Ball, like one of those balls.
Yeah.
A yoga ball.
Yeah.
I basically won.
That's why I said close with ball.
I basically won, so I get that point. Thank
yeah, but
you.
What's happening?
They're putting them.
Oral.
Yes.
So,
oh.
Person is lying back arched over the ball, mm-hmm. and the other person is doing it to them.
You got it.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh,
bing,
my goodness. That'd be great if you had a gym in your house.
That looks
that's why I didn't want
like
to say gym
so
to
so much
away.
Fun.
Rich people.
Yeah. So for people at home, they just use an exercise ball. Person receiving oral is lying well back.
Now I
arms
want
spread,
an exercise ball.
Everything spread.
I'm into it.
And the person giving is on their knees.
It looks like a lot of fun.
My boyfriend just texted me. I think he was...
Is he listening?
He's playing along. He was just like, it's a sex swing. Thingy ball. I'm like, yeah, you got it. Exercise ball.
He's gone to Asda to go get one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Hannah, you are in for it when you get home. Are you ready, honey? Are you ready?
Well done, Riyadh. You've won by one point.
Oh, God dang it.
You are so lucky. I am the most competitive person I know. I would have like flipped this table with the thousands of pounds
it's
of equipment
fine.
On
I,
it.
I play this every week. I have my wins and my losses.
Wait, are you telling me you let me win?
No.
Good.
No, absolutely not.
I won fair and square.
No, of course,
I am better than you.
Of course you did.
I am more intelligent than you.
Okay, I'm going to cut you
off. Don't forget it. Love, sick, the beat
inside my head. All right.
What did you just say?
I was like, all right.
Oh, I'm not on mic. Mine's not on.
Oh.
Wrong microphone. Hi, oh, I'm back in the room.
You moved microphone.
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Mm.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah!
Oh God!
Give me some.
Oh
of
my goodness! we've had a few tweets in.
Oh good.
So Selena said, "What a power couple! The two of you are so
funny."
Thanks,
Selena.
Thanks.
You know we don't even try. If we really tried, you'd die. That's how funny we would be. This is like moderate level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Murphy Walsh has said, I keep almost spitting my custard out listening to Hannah Witten and Riyadh K on Fubar Radio. This is my favourite in a while.
Correction, it's your favourite ever.
But also, like, are you just eating custard? Because I do that all the time.
I do it too.
I just, like, I love custard.
The other day, I was in Notting Hill or something, and I walked past one of those, you know, corner shops.
Yeah.
And I was just having a little wander around, and I found, you know, the powdered custard? And you make it at home,
yes.
And you can decide how much sugar to put in. I made it with virtually no sugar. I prefer it that way, you know, and you let it boil till it has a skin on top.
Mm.
Some people hate that. Just, I love the texture of it. Oh,
no.
Amazing. With soy milk, otherwise there'd be
problems
issues.
Your end.
Issues.
Yeah. Ada said, I want a friend like Riyadh K, 100, that emoji that's like 100 goals.
Oh, thanks.
And then Dean Morris has said, listening to Hannah Witten on Fubar Radio after a long day at work, and I can't think of a better way to spend my birthday evening than this.
Happy birthday, Dean! How old are you, Dean? Let us know.
Yeah, I'm like,
Well, happy birthday. Dean Morris, 90, so he's 27?
That's 26? 2 years older than me, so 27.
Yeah, congratulations. You haven't
died.
If
you are born in 1990, if your Twitter handle
because
is
isn't
correct.
It the 27 Club? Isn't that what they call it?
Yes. Okay.
You've bypassed it.
No. No, he has to make another year.
Oh, sorry. You might die this year, Dean.
You might pass away. Try your best not to.
Fuck. Brilliant. But
if you do, just make the best of the next 364 days.
Yeah.
This is so morbid.
YOLO. Oh, Jesus. So in this little bit of the show, we like to call it asking for a friend because we like to talk about things, some certain topics and stuff. And I was chatting to Riyadh about what's going on in his life at the moment. Yeah. So I thought we would talk about getting back with an ex.
Right.
If you missed it, Riyadh got dumped. About the same time that I got dumped, about, when was it? It was July?
Yeah, so almost a year ago. And yeah. And our dumpings, because we both got dumped by other people. Side note, what the fuck were they thinking?
I know.
Have you seen us?
It's worked out well for me, though.
Right? Like, high five.
There we go.
Woo! I got dumped.
Yeah.
By this guy who I was dating for about 3 months, and it was a really amazing.
Yeah, we were like basically in the same situation, weren't we?
Yeah, and you called me when yours happened. I think yours was about 3-4 days after mine, and I was like, "I'm gonna try and help you," but I'm kind of emotionally.
I think it was Callum. Callum texted me being like, "Riyadh's also being dumped."
And then we spoke.
And then I was just like texting you being like, Callum told me you also got dumped. Can we like cry together?
It's the same feeling. Do you know what I call the feeling? Doom.
Yes.
It's like, I will never love again.
The doom.
You have no companion. You have nothing apart from this person. They're just gone. They've removed themselves from your life.
Nothing is possible.
So my one was super pretty. And I'm
mine one.
my person. We're going to call him Ben because I made a video about him and I called him Ben, and that's, we might as well have continuity
Ben.
In it.
Ben.
Mm-hmm. And Ben, I was just head over heels for him, and I asked him to be, you know, my boyfriend, or can we move a step forward rather than just dating? Can we make it a fish? And
he was like, lol, no.
He literally said, like, quote unquote, I'm not sexually attracted to you anymore.
I know, but like, beg to differ, because I'm sorry, but you've definitely been seeing him recently.
Well, yeah, so
Ben, I've hung out with Ben more times since you guys have broken up than I did
when we were together.
When you were together.
It's bizarre. Ben came to this premiere that Hannah was talking about, this the Queer Britain screening. I just thought, you know, we are friends, and you know, I'm still attracted to you. We're never going to be boyfriends. I know that, because it's not good for either of us.
No.
But you know, recently I went back to Ben's for a little kiss and a cuddle, and it was so nice.
Do you have any rules then about getting back with exes, or like revisiting old flames? Do you have rules,
They're non-spoken rules. They're me rules. Does that make sense? They're rules that I have in my head, but I don't say to them.
What are they?
That you go here for fun, you go home and you treat yourself to something nice and you distract yourself.
Wait, what? Because you know you're going to need a distraction?
Well, you don't want to go so deep that you risk the idea of getting pulled back in and being emotionally fucked.
I've never even risked it. I've never gone back to an ex.
Well, I was with a guy in Texas, as you know, because I always bring it up. And we were apart for about a year and a half, broken up and all that sort of stuff. And I went back for a work gig back to Houston, Texas. And I said, dude, Jonathan, everyone knows his name. Can I hang out with you? And he said, you can actually stay with me. So I stayed with him for a week. There was sexy time. There was chats. There was, you know, we went through our past, and it was so amazing. And we formed
like,
a friendship.
It's a finite time, though. That's the thing. So I guess I don't know.
Yeah, because you know you get to leave.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've gone back to people who I've had flings with because it would be like a long distance fling. It'd be like, we were in the same place. We have a bit of a thing. And then I don't see them for months, and then I see them again, and it's like, oh, hello, you again.
Yeah.
But it's not like a dating somebody, break up, either one of us is heartbroken, and then trying to get back together. Like, I've never done that. Like, that seems stupid to me.
But you see, I think how I differ and my mentality around it is, maybe it's because I'm a guy. I'm a little bit different.
Lads, 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 lads.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, dicks, yeah. Dicks for the lads. Once someone has hurt me, or once a situation involving someone has caused me pain and anguish, I really don't ever want to go there again. I actually, they in my mind change as a person, and they turn just into someone that I kind of want on the periphery of my life.
Yeah.
I never actually want them close again because I can never trust them again.
Okay.
But I can go to a place where we will have fun.
Keep them at a safe distance.
We will have banter and then we will like leave and go in opposite directions. So
that's good.
Yeah, I like my relationship with Ben, and Ben has been going through some tough times with his personal life recently, and who did he call? Me. And I think
you are the sanest person in his life, maybe.
This sounds really big headed, but my best friend Pawdy, who you know, he has said to me multiple times, I act as a counsellor for my exes. All of them, I'm talking four, regularly call or text and ask for a just talking time to go
do
through their issues.
Do you then have to hear about their new relationships? Because that would be a line.
I do. And that actually, do you know what? That hurts.
Yeah.
I pretend that it doesn't, but it actually does. Because when you're hearing of how they are attracted to them and how that guy is beautiful and how they want to be with them and you're like, I'm over here. But
yeah,
my best thing is distraction. When I have a breakup, I go straight onto Tinder or any other app and I start talking to guys. And when I feel someone's interested in me, that's like, you know what? I am not going to be alone forever.
Oh, mate, I've been there, but it never works out for me because I hate the the swiping and everything. Like when I was kind of like really down after the breakup, I remember just like, you know, you have those nights where you've been drinking a bit and you're like, I need male attention.
Even just tell me I'm pretty. That's enough.
Yeah. Or yeah. Just, fuck's sake. It was really bad. It was after a FUBAR show, and my friend who did the FUBAR show with, we got quite drunk on the show and then we went out for drinks again afterwards.
Lovely.
And I was just like drunk and I was horny and I texted about five different guys.
Side house.
Who I've like had things with in the past, thinking, being like, hey, are you out? Like, are you in Central?
Do you happen to be around?
Like, none of them were around.
Do you want to wet your dick?
I was because, just like, hey. Do you know what? And then I went home by myself and I was like, do you know what? This is probably the best thing that could have happened. Like,
did you have an aggressive finger session?
I might have been too drunk, but probably. I can't remember
the
specifics.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I've also been there.
Oh my God, I've got a really funny story about a guy that I kind of had a on-off flirty, like a flirtationship with. And then we like had sex one time. Oh, it's actually coming up to the 1 year anniversary of that time we had sex. Anyway, I just remember it because it was
Eurovision. Can you mouth the name to me?
No, because there are cameras.
Okay, do that with your hands. No. Put your hands around your mouth. Do I know the person?
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
After that one time, like that was kind of it, but we still kept like flirting when we did see each other. And I remember the last time we saw each other, it was like after a premiere and we had like a few drinks and we were flirting and stuff. But he's like in a weird place. Anyway, we got in a taxi to go back to my house, but we kind of established like, oh, we just want to like hang out and cuddle and it'll be fine. And like, nothing's going to happen. Like, it'll be fine. And we're literally in the Uber on the way back to my house. And he just goes, I'm sorry, Hannah. I can't do this. And like, the Uber is at a red light and he's like, kind of kisses me on the cheek and it's just like, bye. Oh, and gets out of the Uber.
My
I was
God.
Like, I feel kind of humiliated.
Oh, God. Oh.
I was like,
what an empty feeling. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. But then he texted me the other day being like, oh, hey, Hannah, I had a dream about you. And I was like, a sexy dream? He was like, yeah. I was like, now might be a good time to tell you I have a boyfriend. He was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
It's like, too late, dude. Yeah, you can't pick and choose when you take me. It's now or never.
I know. Anyway, speaking of sex.
Yeah.
You've picked a song about sex.
Oh, remind me which one.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's that one there. Do you want to just give it a quick intro?
Okay, so this is a song that I learned the dance to, the official Magic Mike dance to. This song is in all of the Magic Mike films.
Okay.
And I learned how to stripper dance and grind, and that's why I love it. And I actually had sex to it just the other night.
Oh my goodness, okay.
It's a ridiculous song, it's tacky, it's crazy, and it's Genuine Pony.
I love the fact that you picked this song for my show just because it is a part of our friendship, the Magic Mike dance.
And I completely forgot about that until you just brought it up.
So basically, me and Riyadh met about 2 years ago.
About two years ago.
And at first we weren't friends because he hurt my friend's feelings and I was mad at him because I'm a very loyal Hufflepuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we became friends because my friend got over it. I think I took longer to get over it than him. But it's fine.
I thought you were C-U-N-T for quite a while.
You did, yeah.
I said it to a few people. I was like, why is Hannah, like, so rude?
But it was because you hurt my friend's feelings.
He was over it.
I know, we didn't realise.
Me and him, it's Callum, yeah, we're completely mates again. It was fine. Callum wanted to get it on with me, and I was like, no.
No.
It's not happening because we're mates. And then you were like giving me evils, ignoring my...
See, I don't even remember.
I would talk to you and you completely blank me. You'd like...
Anyway.
Okay.
That happened. Very sorry.
Hannah's not always like that. She's always a nice person.
And then at Summer in the City, we hung out loads. And that's kind of where I feel like we became really good friends.
Yeah.
And it was on the Friday night after the YouTube Space party at the old YouTube Space. And it was around the time that you had learnt the dance,
yeah, for
to
a video.
That song, yeah, for a video, and you decided to, I don't know if you decided to, because I also feel like it's it part of my personality to be like, do the dance on me, you know, like that.
I think someone initiated, like Melanie was like, yeah, I'll do it, and then you were the closest one, and you're quite small, so it's perfect.
So literally I was just on the floor
on your back
outside, and Riyadh was humping my face,
grinding.
There's pictures of this. If anyone there can are. Dig them out, Mel, I know you're listening because she tweeted. Do you have any on your phone? Was it you that took the... I don't know.
The thing is, it sounds very messy and very all over the place, but it was a choreographed hump.
It was a choreographed hump.
It happened.
I just had your crotch in my face.
Yeah, I know, but it was it was designed and it was in rhythm and you loved it.
I did.
From memory. And I had my clothes on.
Yes.
There was no skin on
Unlike
skin.
Unlike later.
Wait, what happened later?
Me, you and Lewis shared a hotel bed.
But no sexy time happened.
No sexy time.
We were in our pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of cuddling, a lot of spooning. I slept like a baby that night.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Did you vomit? I'm trying to remember.
No, it was Lewis that vomited.
Lewis vomited, our friend Lewis. Anyway, memories.
Yeah.
God, what a time.
Ugh. I love it. Anyway, I've not even like begun to look at the lyrics of that song, but it is a very sexy song.
I have. So the reason I chose this song is because, you know, you have songs like Ariana Grande, Side to Side, and it's all innuendo and, ooh, what does she actually mean? And it's a bit like tongue-in-cheek. This is the opposite of that. It's just straight up sex, filth. Take it as it
is.
If
you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it.
The other one that I love is Have the Chance, every single portion. Sends chills up and down your spine, juices flowing down your thigh. Now that isn't even, that's not messing around.
No.
That's talking about
jizz.
Semen dripping down
your leg.
Her thigh.
Yeah. And I like the first will show and tell till I reach your ponytail. Really trying to rhyme there, but I am
really
definitely one for tying my hair up.
And the first line, I'm just a bachelor. As in, I'm the 29th most eligible bachelor in the world, according to Attitude magazine. Just putting that
Riyadh
in there.
Riyadh K.
Mm. Woo!
Sexy, sexy.
So I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner, which I am.
Okay, so
someone
this is
who
you.
Knows how to ride, because I'll be honest with you, half the guys in London haven't got a clue. without even falling off.
Wow, sure. I mean, that happens.
It does. And you just pick them up and you pop them back on. And then you're off to sexy town.
Sexy town. Gotta be compatible. I like that that's in the lyrics.
Right, it's good because, you know, if you've got two tops and two bottoms, well then, you know, what are you going to make? A friction sandwich? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Some people make it work, but it won't work for me.
You're like top all the way.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, now it's out there.
Oh, sorry.
That is so funny.
I'm so sorry.
No, it doesn't matter. It's great. Okay, I'm on top. There we go.
Yeah. Amazing.
Love
okay.
it.
We are going to play a couple. One more game before we head into Drunk Advice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have any questions for Drunk Advice, then please tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email Hannah at FUBARradio.com and we will answer your questions.
Yeah, can't wait.
Very shortly. I bloody love that song.
They're lovely, aren't they?
I'm so into it.
I miss them.
Yeah, I never got into them. And I knew that I would like them, but I never like got round to
did
listening to their music. And then this song came out and I was like, oh, I should probably listen to their first album. And then I did and I was like, I love it.
But if you're listening now and you want a kind of an intro track to Haim, I recommend Save Me, the Cyril Han remix.
Oh.
It is incredible.
Interesting.
Change your life.
I'm going to do that because I am new to Haim. Mm-hmm. So.
Haimin. That's what I always think when I hear the name. Haimin.
Oh.
Since we're on the Hannah Witten show, you know.
Spelled differently.
Yeah, but same sense, same though, you know.
We're going to play a game.
Great. Which one is it now?
This one's called Dirty Talk.
Oh, girl.
I think you're going to be good at this.
Okay. Oh, I saw a clip of this. I saw Emma Blackery talk about this.
Yes.
On the internet.
Our one was very funny.
Okay, so I got to sit up for this. I got
to
sit up.
And we've got to be able to make eye contact.
Okay.
So the way that this works is me and Riyadh have got three pieces of paper that we can't see what's on them in front of us.
Right, yeah.
And we are going to have phone sex. We're going to call each other up and talk dirty with each other. And then during the conversation, kind of like one at a time, we will turn over a piece of paper and we have to include the word that is on the piece of paper.
Oh, it's going to be like saucepan and...
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine if one of them is saucepan now.
It probably is.
Madness. Okay. Do you want to call me or
okay.
I'll call you?
I'll call you.
Oh, you're going to call me? Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
So I pick it up now?
You can start talking and then... Yeah. Hello?
Hey. Hey, boy. I'm just going to call you a boy. Hey, boy. What's up?
Hey, weird.
You can do your own voice.
I'm a boy.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing your boxers that you lent me when I stayed over that time, remember?
I'm sorry.
This is Hannah talking, because I do actually have a pair of Riyadh's boxers in my underwear drawer.
My boxers might be... Oh, what?
I do!
Which ones? Can I have the Mac?
No, you said you didn't need them anymore. They're too small for you. Anyway,
okay.
Yes, I'm wearing your boxers that you lent me.
I'm sorry if I made them a bit sloppy last time, but...
Oh, don't worry. I enjoy your sloppiness very much. I'm also wearing a wedding hat.
Why?
Because I'm in the spirit of love, specifically.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. I'm not ready for that, but...
It's a fantasy of mine. Fantasy doesn't have to be reality.
If you want to pull that wedding hat over my face.
But I'm wearing a wedding hat because I'm attending a wedding, not because I'm getting married. And I want to screw you... During the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. And I want to cause you pain.
Okay.
I want to cause you real pain. I got good pain.
With a saucepan?
Pain that you want. No, I want to give you the pain that you kind of... The same pain that you get if you're getting a tattoo.
Oh.
I want
so
that pain
pricky,
too.
Pricky pain.
Oh, yeah. I want my prick to give you pain.
Lots of little pricks.
My prick is going to give you pain.
Lots of little pricks. Lots of weak little pricks.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Weak.
Weak.
Show me that you're not weak. Go on.
I'm going to show you that.
Show
I'm
me.
Not weak.
Show me. You're
I'm going to show you my. I'm not weak with my big old banana.
Oh,
my
I
big
love
old banana.
Your big old banana.
It's. I'm going to peel it. I'm going to peel it back. Even though I haven't got a foreskin, I'm going to peel. I'm going to peel whatever's there back, and I'm going to slide my banana into your watermelon.
Oh yes, and I'm going to make a drawing of a banana and a watermelon that will represent our love and our desire and our lust
for each
other.
You are so shit at this. It's like not even funny. You're going to make a drawing.
Fucking drawing.
I lost my boner. It's gone.
Oh, fuck you. Hang on.
I am so limp right now. I've got a floppy dick. Thank you.
I was going to masturbate to the drawing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you said, I'm going to draw you like Jack drew Rose, then
yeah,
that would have been good.
That's too cliche.
It's never too cliche when Titanic is involved.
I know you love Titanic.
Give me a break.
Ugh.
We were great up until that point, okay? So
I really like the idea of doing a drawing that is a metaphorical representation of our sex life.
Wow.
I think that's
we ran
hot.
Out of music.
Yeah, I mean,
does that mean the sex
is
over?
I don't think any of the phone sex has ended in an argument before.
All right, should I continue?
No, I mean, we've used all the words.
I want
Would you
to,
want to continue?
Yeah,
okay.
I want you to rub those massive breasticles on my face.
My two watermelons.
And then grind... That,
this is too real
That
now.
Little watermelon. Oh, because it's not
my
funny anymore.
My boyfriend's listening.
Oh, okay.
And then it just got, like, way too real. But I know that you want to do that. You are obsessed with my boobs.
Her boobs are incredible. They're bigger than double D. Are they E?
So I actually... Oh, story. I went bra shopping today for the first time in a long time. And especially since the first time I since I've put on weight.
Okay.
So I've been wearing a 28FF.
What the fuck?
I know. And then I went bra shopping today, and I've got one of my new bras on. And I got measured, and so now my boobs are like my actual size that I did not realize I was a 30H.
What? What do they go up to? Like what letter?
JK, L. I think L is like
Hannah.
I think they can go up even further than that, but yeah.
Are you happy about that?
No.
No?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
It's fine.
Oh. Are you going to get a breast reduction? H for Hannah.
H for Hannah, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've said this like publicly before, but it's kind of like a maybe after I've had children.
Yeah. It's quite an invasive thing from what I
heard. Yeah,
but
do you know what's invasive? 30H tits.
Yeah. And the weight. Because you're only little.
I am a tiny human.
Do you ever get back pain?
Yeah, I crack my back all the time.
Oh, I've seen that actually. Yeah, I thought you were just doing it to be cool.
What?
You know, because you're a YouTuber. Isn't that what YouTubers do?
I mean, it's
probably... Try and be cool all the time.
I just cracked it just then. That was good.
Can you do it again? I didn't hear. I spoke
over
you.
No, I don't know if I'll be able to do it again. See the other side. Hold on.
Oh! There we go. Oh, that was nasty.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, I think that you look great.
Thanks. Anyway, I'm going to do a whole video about the actual woes of having big boobs, because I tweeted about going bra shopping because I put on weight and I wasn't fitting into my bras anymore, and someone's just like, oh, I wish that could happen to me. And I'm like, no, you don't, because it's painful and expensive. I like, it's one of my pet peeves is people being like, oh, so lucky. Like, oh, I wish. I'm like, so when I put on weight, it goes straight to my tits. And people are like, you're so lucky. I'm like, fuck off. Like, actually, like, it's one of those things that pisses me off. I'm like, you don't understand.
You haven't lived it. You haven't lived it. And washing them as well, it must take ages.
Well, you're supposed to hand wash them because it makes them... bras last longer and it doesn't ruin them. But
no, I mean your breasts.
Oh, washing my breasts. Yeah, that doesn't take long at all. It's just like normal.
I mean your tits.
You mean tits. Okay. Right, we're going to do junk advice in a bit. We are going to be live on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, so head over there if you want to see my ginormous tits in their new fancy bra.
Yay!
Don't forget to tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com if you have any questions that you want us to answer. And we will be drunk advisoring right after this.
Shortly.
What y'all? Everything got out in the box, though.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage,
Jeff Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless.
FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James A. Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event.
FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
All right, everybody, it's time for Drunk Advice.
Now, what's the little thing that goes before Drunk Advice?
The rules?
Yes.
Rule number one.
Yeah.
Be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. Yes, correct. Also, don't forget, we are on Facebook Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Rule number two. Yep. Have a friend with you.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. Oh, you've got a bit of wine left. Do you want some more?
No, I'm fine. No, it's fine. You drink it. It's okay. I've got to work after this. I've got to edit a video, so I need to be somewhat straight to bed.
I love going to bed early. Rule number
three.
You're
so old.
I know. Don't take our advice.
Don't take it. Or even take a little tiny bit of it.
It depends how good it is, but also don't like...
Yeah, comes with conditions, as in it's going to be shit.
Okay. Oh, I've not read through any of these. Can you see any that you like?
I met my boyfriend.
Yes? This one?
I only read the first three words.
Okay. You're like, I like... like it. You met a boyfriend. I met my boyfriend a little over 4 months ago on a plane from LA to London. You met on a plane?
That's nice.
Ah, and we have been in a fantastic, albeit long distance relationship ever since, as I live in LA and he lives in London. Ooh, he's coming to visit 3 weeks from today. Ah, and I was just curious what yours and Riyadh's opinion is on how to go about dropping the L-bomb, saying I love you. For perspective, we are both in our late 20s. Thanks. Let's not say their name. There we go.
Right, okay. I don't know. I've never had an issue saying it if I felt it.
Really? And it's been one of those things where it's like, when you feel it, it's just like, oh, it's just like right there. And you're like, oh God, it's going to come out at any minute.
I was talking about cum. I normally say it on the edge of orgasm. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like on them or whatever. And I go, oh, I love you. I love you.
For the first time?
Once, yeah. That's, for the very first
that's
time.
That's intense. If someone told me they loved me for the first time as they were coming, I wouldn't believe them.
No, but they were making love.
Yeah, but the feeling that you have when you orgasm like heightens everything. So I would be like, I need you to say that. It's like when someone says something. Like with my ex from like 6 years ago, we first said I love you when we were both really drunk.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wait, dude, like, like we need to say it sober. And I mean, to me, it's the same thing. Like orgasm can make you a bit drunk.
This is true. But my advice for this lady is that...
I think it's a man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, their name was a traditionally male name. So
well,
I don't
this
know.
Person, I say that you need to just... My personal rule is if you say it, if you feel it, say it.
Yeah.
Don't edit yourself. Don't hold it back because that's bullshit and that's just society telling you what to do and what not to do. These fake, silly rules. Just say it. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like when you're in the moment, like you'll feel it. And like it's that point where like you can't keep it in any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has to come out.
And I think it will be so much more special since you're long distance. Say it when you have a moment together.
Mm.
Whether you're in LA or they're in London, use that moment to say it. Almost like I'm really old school and romantic. Make it like an event. Like it's an engagement? You know, take them for dinner and then say,
oh, wow.
I like your food. Can I have some of it?
And
I also,
and then
I love you.
And then, also I love you.
Because you gave me your food. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. That's my, everyone's so different though, like a little over 4 months, but I guess long distance is difficult. Like, I fall in love so quick.
I had someone say that they loved me after 2 weeks. That was my last dating situation. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Can you be my boyfriend because I love you? 2 weeks.
I mean, it's crazy when it's not reciprocated. When it's reciprocated, cool.
Well, I had to say, I had to quickly, like, oh my God, what do I say about? Because I'm not going to say I love you too, which is the what they're expecting.
And also, if you say thank you, it's such a dick.
That's right. Yeah. I said, I have a love for you, but I'm not love with you.
Wait, do I know who this person is?
It's Scott.
Okay, I wasn't going to say his name, but yeah.
Do I care?
Scott.
I still have a love for him. Scott's a lovely guy. But no, I wasn't in love with him. So I had to say, you have to be honest. Just because someone says it doesn't mean that you have to fake it and say it too. That's the worst thing you could do.
Sorry, Scott.
Saz, we'll be friends.
But yeah, feel it. Feel the moment. Say I love you. Also, you can do like a thing. You can ease yourself into it by saying like, I think I'm falling in love with you. Or
I like you a lot.
And see what their reaction is and then go from there.
But hang on. If you're afraid that the person is going to have a crazy, negative, awful reaction, leave your life. Well, then they're a dickhead and you shouldn't even be entertaining them. Because even if they weren't ready to say I love you back, if they were going to be the one eventually, they're not going to be nasty about it. They'd be like, oh my God, thank you.
That's the other thing. Sometimes you're just feeling it and you like have to say it and you can be like, look, I love you.
You can preface it.
I don't expect anything from your side in return. I just need you to know that those are my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in love with you.
I just want to let you know that this is going on in my mind and I need to express it, otherwise I'm going to explode. Yeah. I love you. There you go.
And then
take it. Do what you will with that.
And then let them process. Okay. My friend's boyfriend won't invite her around his house, even though they've been going out for 11 months. What? And he won't text her if she's not at her house.
and gets off with her if she mentions other boys. Is this Dodge?
Yes.
Yes, yes, this yes, is Dodge. Yes. Yeah. What does it mean he won't text her if she's not at her house? So unless she's home, she can't text him.
That's a weird,
that's
horrible,
such a
toxic
really
situation.
Weird rule. And then, like, she can't mention any boys and that she might be friends with.
You know what? You can be almost guaranteed that she doesn't have any rules for him. This guy is dominant in the nasty way.
Yeah, this is not good. He's tell
controlling.
Your friend to get out of that situation. Yeah. 11 months and she's never been to his house. He's probably got a secret wife and family.
I hate this. I feel really sorry for this girl. And the thing is, you can go, oh, but maybe he's just going through something and you can figure it out. You can change him. You can't change him.
No. Fuck that.
You know, bye.
Out.
No, there's another amazing guy out there for her.
And smash or pass? Pass.
Smash.
No, you pass.
Oh, sorry, pass.
What?
No, I saw smash as in, like, you know, boom.
Oh.
Domestic violence. Never do that.
No.
I was joking.
There was a YouTube trend.
What was? Oh, yeah. I never did that.
No.
Because I'm not 15.
No. Those videos are awful.
I did do 100 layers, though.
You did do that one.
I did.
And I watched it. And I enjoyed it. How to stay off Tinder and actually meet women in the wild.
Real life. In the real world.
So delete the app. If that's what you want. Don't just, like, try and... You know, use your own self. What's it called? Control? That one, that word. Self control. To stay off the app. Just
your willpower.
Delete it.
Willpower.
Yeah, willpower. That's it. Just delete it and then go out into the wild.
Mm.
Done. Although, like, bars and shit, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's different for you because every time I hear about you going out, you're like, oh, yeah, and I met a boy. And I'm like, how? Because, like, I think. Meeting women in the wild.
It's hard.
It's
hard for straight guys.
It's like out in public, it's like, don't approach me.
Yeah, because women are weird.
How dare you?
No, women are weird in that situation. They're all like, they don't want to be seen to be interacting with someone in a potentially sexual way at all. It's like,
no, it's nothing about how we want to be seen, though. It's literally like, it just, like for me, it just makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
I'm like, why are you talking to me? I don't. Know you or like you.
That's weird. That is weird, Hannah.
No, but it's like, it's when people approach you out of nowhere. If there's like, I'm totally...
With a smile and, a nice demeanor and you're like, get away. That's bitchy.
It's not bitchy. I think it's because of the underlying currents of the power dynamic between straight men and straight women.
Mm.
Like, I'm always scared. Like, and I don't think you would ever understand the reality of that. Scared of men, like, in general.
Doing something to you.
Yeah, and also touching. Just the idea that, like, if I then reject this man, is he going to get mad at me? Is he, if I'm, like, I'm a fun-loving kind of person. If I kind of decide to ignore them, is he then going to be like, you bitch? That happens. And, like, maybe I just went out just to... You know, hang out with my friends and I don't want to talk to strangers.
Right.
But, like, I'm totally open to... I like it when conversations arise when it's, like, say, you're both at the bar and then someone...
It happens by accident.
Yeah,
almost.
Someone smashes a drink or, like, you know, like, something happens and there's, like, you have a common experience together whilst you're stood at the bar together. Then it's like, ha, that happened.
I have to say, I love it.
But if it's literally someone coming up to me and just being like, hey, I'm just like... No. And it's also just the way that men do it often. Like,
that's
especially
so scary,
in clubs,
Hannah.
As well. They just, like, come up and grind on you and dance on you. And you can literally go to their face, flip them off and say, fuck off. And they will then come back 10 minutes later and try grinding on your friend right next to you.
But that's... So, you're saying that to every man.
No. This is the whole, like, yes, all women, not all men debate. Because, no, it's not every man. But, yes, every woman experiences this.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
That's why... Don't approach us in public because we will always have our guard up. Like, that's just the reality. This got so dark.
I know, but
like,
is there a way?
This is a video. Yeah.
Is there a way for a man to approach a woman in public? Is there certain things he can do to make her feel like he's not...
Sure. So, common experiences. Clubs, bars...
I think you look great. Don't start open with that.
Yeah, like, what if it's, like, an event you've gone to? Like, some kind of cultural event or in a museum or
whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you're there with your friends, and you know, you kind of like, there's, you strike up a conversation not about the other person, but about whatever it is that you're doing together.
Okay.
Does that make sense? To yeah, make it
it's
not,
more situational yes. rather than I think you're hot and I want to fuck you.
Yes. It's more like, oh, this talk that we've just been to.
Yeah.
Like, that was really interesting. What did you think of the world?
Well, you know, this situation, it's funny because it came into my world on my way here. That guy yeah. on the tube. I saw him. I looked at him. I thought, very attractive. It's like I invented him. He was my type that yeah. much. And I thought, I want to go up to this guy and say, yeah. if he got off at the same stop as me and it wasn't rush hour, I would have gone up and said hello.
Yeah.
I know this sounds a bit weird.
No, but...
And made a cute moment of it. But is there any chance I could get your number? Because I was rushing to get here. I wouldn't have had time to...
Yeah, yeah.
And it's horrible for me to think that if I did that and had the balls to do that, he'd turn around and go, ew, no.
No, but, like, I would never do that, though.
How do you get
That's
around it,
the
then?
Thing. Kind of just being like... it depends on how they approach it, though. Actually, I will say...
Say, I'll take your number. That's good.
Yeah. And no, then, I've done that before, actually. I did... a good way that I've had it been done, like actually people meeting women in the wild or whatever, if you spot someone who you like and you find attractive and you're in a social common situation together, a very polite and unassuming, and you shouldn't go into these things expecting anything. Mm-hmm. That's the thing as well. I find like a nice way is to be like, hey, I'm really sorry, I don't mean to like interrupt or anything, but I will kick myself if I didn't come and talk to you.
That's
just
cute.
Because you look really nice, like whatever it is, like, but don't be a creep about it. And then just be like, I just wanted to say that if you want to take my number, that'd be totally great. And introduce yourself. Like, what's your, like, say what your name yeah. is. Like, hi, I'm
So
Hannah.
It's about approach and yeah. about the language you use. I totally get that.
Yeah.
And I think if.
But, like, but blanket rule, I'm generally on guard.
Yeah. But if they're super gentle, super polite, they're not yeah. assuming anything, and they've got a smile yeah. on their face, they're not getting into your personal space,
yes.
then that will help you ease down yes. a little.
And I actually met someone in a club that way.
Oh,
and
good.
I took his number, and then. But it was about a month or two later that I texted him.
Right.
And then we dated.
Well, I find that if anyone comes up to me in a public space like that, I am like, yes!
Oh, really?
I'm flattered. Even if I'm not
so
attracted
different.
To them, I'm like, I will marry you. You are amazing. How great it is that you did that. I'm all for it. I think
yeah.
it's great.
I really like it when people come up and be like, hey, I just, like, had to say, I think you look really beautiful. That's it. Have a great day. Bye.
You know what?
Like that, I'm like... Thank you. And
I just got a memory. A guy came up to me about a month ago in a club here in London and did that thing. He goes, I just saw you from over there mm. and I'm with my friend over here and I had to come over and say hi.
I think is lovely.
And I said to him, do you know, I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, you know what? I noticed you too. I think you're really good looking. I want to buy you a drink because you had the balls to come over.
Yeah.
And I bought him a drink.
I love that.
And
That's
then the
really
power dynamic
nice.
Was taken away and it was like, we're on a level playing field.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
There are totally ways to do it. I would say meeting people in the wild, just go to places and do things that you want to do.
Mm.
And also mutual friends is a great way. So if any of your friends are like hosting events, parties, whatever, go to them because mutual friends is like a really good way to go.
And then there's less competition as well.
Yeah, because all the people there are probably like they've already had sex with. So.
Yeah.
They're like been there. Okay, we're going to be doing some more drunk advice right after this. All right, we got some more questions.
Wait, you gotta go. That was Troye Sivan. Talk Me Down on FUBAR Radio. It's the Hannah Witten Show.
I love Troye Sivan. Sorry, I'm not like a ex.
Wicca, wicca.
Like, commercial radio presenter. It's like me and the internet.
Right.
Okay, we've got time for maybe one,
okay.
maybe two more questions.
All right.
This one stood out to me.
Right.
Hi, Hannah and Riyad. How to act around a guy I kind of like, brackets, I'm confused, but I sometimes hate him for doing things. He is annoying. I was giving him silent treatment for the last weekish, and he doesn't even care.
Looks like he didn't notice what had happened. By the way, I'm 17. P.S. He forgot about my birthday this year, and I feel like all other years he was reminded by his mum. My instinct in this is like, what the fuck? He doesn't like you. You shouldn't like him. You clearly hate
each
other.
He's just not that into
you. Yeah, it's like literally just like, no.
But also, this is, again,
it's what happens when
I'm being
young.
Stereotypical. Women care too much about
we
dates.
We don't know if this is a woman.
No, but... Oh, again. Oh, right. Okay, sorry. That's me being heteronormative,
yeah,
isn't
mate.
It? Okay, so... you need to not care about someone forgetting about your birthday. I mean, this guy is around 17, I presume, because you're 17.
Yeah. This...
I still don't know my mother's birthday, my father's, my best friend's birthday. The only birthday I remember is my own.
Really?
I am shit with dates.
Oh, wait,
and guys are like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Guys are like that.
December.
Me?
No, you're February 7th.
Oh my God, how
it's
weird.
It's also my friend Maya's birthday and I'm also a February baby.
And you are...
And I came to your party.
You are February... 9.
19.
Yes! Wow! Okay, I'm not as bad as I thought I was. Give the guy a break and also realise that it's probably not going to happen. Now,
It's not happening. Also, you said you kind of like him. I'm confused. I think you like this weird game.
Dynamic.
You say you hate him for some things and he is annoying. And the thing is that I was giving him silent treatment. Why? And he didn't even notice that you gave him silent treatment. That literally means that he couldn't give a fuck about talking. I think I'm drunk. Because I'm just like, he couldn't give a fuck about...
Well, you're
about
supposed to be. It's drunk advice.
He couldn't give a fuck about talking to you because he didn't even care when you're giving him the silent treatment.
Okay, why? Silent treatment is never a thing.
Don't do it. Silent treatment is the worst. Communicate. Or if it turns out actually neither of you are that into each other, don't communicate. Because clearly, I think the only thing that you've got in common is that you both know his mum.
This person is worried that if she talks, or he or she talks to him about how they're feeling and their lust, that he will run a million miles.
Yeah.
Okay? If he runs a million miles, then that's your answer. So just, there's nothing you can lose. Go up to him and say, hey, dude, I'm into you. You didn't remember my birthday. Is this going to be something or is it going
to
be nothing?
But also, like, you don't have to do that or just move on.
I would give it a go.
Really?
Yeah.
He sounds like he's really not into this person.
Yeah, but at the very least, at the very least, this person might be able to get a little quick kiss and a cuddle out of it.
Oh, true.
It's better than nothing.
Good luck.
Yeah, we wish you the best, even if it doesn't end in a relationship and it ends in a quick suck.
Oh, wow. And on that note, thanks, Riyadh.
That's my advice.
Just go for, like, if anything, you get a good suck out of it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on my show.
Oh my God, my mom and dad are listening.
Brilliant.
And they text me their birthdays.
What are their birthdays?
So dad is the 27th of November, mom is the 11th of December. I should have known that they're listening.
There we go.
God, they are on it.
I love it.
Can we also send my dad some love? My dad is in hospital now with pneumonia.
Oh no!
And he's been...
Get better soon.
The worst week and a half of his life. And so dad... Well done for getting better. You're on your way there. We love you.
We love you.
Just, you know.
Make sure that you check out Queer Britain, yes. BBC Three Online on Sunday. And don't forget to tune in next week, FUBAR Radio, Wednesday, 6 until 8 p.m. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.